Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know. It's an opportunity for us to listen to the Bible together and to hear what God is saying to us today. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 9 and 10. The Lord said, "My grace is all you need. My power works best in weakness. So now I am glad to boast about my weaknesses so that the power of Christ can work through me. That's why I take pleasure in my weaknesses and in the insults, hardships, persecutions and troubles that I suffer for Christ. For when I'm weak, then I am strong." The Apostle Paul revealed that he'd suffered from a thorn in the flesh. He didn't give any hint of what kind of thorn it was, and there have been endless suggestions over the centuries. It may well have been a physical difficulty, and it's often been suggested that he had a speech impediment. This would account for the fact that he was described as being a poor preacher. But it might just as well have been an emotional, mental, or spiritual difficulty. We just don't know. What is more important is that it doesn't really matter. What matters is the spiritual lesson that it taught him, namely that God finds it easiest to work in us through our weakness rather than our strength. The person who's strong is tempted to think that they can do everything by themselves. They have no need of God. On the other hand, the person who is weak knows their limitations and is eager to find support and help from others. They gladly welcome God's strength. Paul was fiercely criticised for the weakness of his public ministry. As a minister, I wince at the sharpness of these criticisms. It clearly wounded Paul deeply. He established the church in Corinth, and it was incredibly precious to him. The barrage of criticisms must have been especially hard to bear, but his answer to his critics was that all the problems he faced were actually a blessing, because they taught him to rely completely on God. It's probable that all of us will face challenging times in the future, even if life is easy and straightforward at the moment. Praise God that, as we step into that future, God will be there to strengthen us, and that in those days of greatest weakness, we will discover more and more of his strength. Let me pray with you. Lord God, we thank you that we can look to the future with confidence, because you will always fill us with the strength that we need to face every challenge. Amen. Thanks for listening. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know. You can hear it on Premier Christian Radio or Premier Gospel every morning, or on podcast at any time. And if you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and much else besides, please visit premier.org.uk/voice of hope. God bless you. I do hope you have a great day.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.